We're talking about substance abuse recovery on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Advocates will gather at the state capitol tomorrow for Recovery Alignment Day. The event will highlight the need to help people recover from substance disorders. Wisconsin is the worst state in the country for excessive drinking, with about 24% of adults reportedly drinking to excess. And $52 is spent per person in our state on public health funding, which puts us 47th in this category, and that's the most recent health rankings from the United Health Foundation. Did you suffer from a substance use problem, sought help, and then relapsed? Tell us your story at 800-642-1234. Jesse Heffernan is a recovery coach and consultant with Helios Addiction Recovery Services. That's an Appleton-based organization that helps people recover from substance abuse, and he helped organize this inaugural Recovery Alignment Day. Jesse, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
So this is the first Recovery Alignment Day. What kind of recovery are you and the event organizers really focused on here?
Well, the focus of the day is to look at how long-term substance use disorder recovery needs to be focused on. And amongst several different advocacy organizations and different movements, too, there's always this this conversation about, like, how do we get ourselves to the table so that policymakers and change makers and even leaders in our community, you know, can hear our stories. There's, a lot of times we say, those closest to the problem are closest to the solution. And so, you know, this alignment day is saying, well, what if we had our own table and we invited those people to that table so they could sit down with us and hear us during our day? And several organizations have done these types of things at the Capitol, but, you know, we're really focusing on, you know, what happens after a treatment episode, what happens for the long-term portion of someone's life that they need to be supported in their recovery and not experience, as you said, a relapse or something like that. Or if they do, how do we make sure we have the services, the supports, and the community ready to bring them back in and treat them with compassion and dignity after having what I would say is more of a reoccurrence of symptoms than anything else?
Jesse, what is the scope of the problem here when it comes to people relapsing back into substance use disorders? Is it a support system that's not there? Is it something else?
You know, there's a lot of different research, and it varies sometimes even substance to substance. We know with folks that struggle with opioid use disorders specifically, like a lot of times, you know, they will exit a treatment episode or they're not even able to find a detox or treatment to necessarily look at those things specifically. But when they do, they have what's called like a less amount of social capital leaving those places. And so less connection to family, community, job services, things like that. And so a lot of times their reoccurrence rates are higher than that of those struggling with other substances. So again, it really varies, and it is about, yeah, the lack of community connection. So I get to travel the state and sometimes the region frequently, and a lot of times I'll open up in small meetings and ask, like, so I'm a person in recovery, I'm hanging out in your town, where do I go to hang out with other people in recovery, right? And a lot of times the room is silent. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there's some different fellowship meetings. But, you know, a lot of times there's folks that don't even want to attend those every single night. So where do I go and hang out? And if so much of our energy is about getting people to move through a treatment episode into long-term recovery, we need to really focus our energy and our dollars into that long-term portion of this.
We're talking with Jesse Heffernan. He's a recovery coach and consultant with Helios Addiction Recovery Services. And we're looking at the inaugural Recovery Alignment Day that is slated for tomorrow at the state capitol. Did you suffer from a substance use problem, got treatment, and then relapsed because you didn't have the support you needed? You can join in with your story at 800-642-1234. Tweet us at WPR Mornings. Let's go to Cameron joining us from Door County. Hi, Cameron. What are you hearing here?
Hi. I'm just concerned because I live in one of the, I feel, more rich areas of Wisconsin, and there's there's no help for people out here. Like, I did have an opiate problem. I'm clean and sober now for about a year and a half. It's just concerning because my friends are still hooked and I don't know where to point them, you know?
Cameron, thank you for the call. Jesse, what does this problem look like across Wisconsin?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen a large variance of what access people have to different treatment options and recovery support options. And a lot of times in our rural communities, you know, sometimes the closest place is 2 hours away. And so, you know, in the last few years, you know, I've experienced where people go into emergency rooms and they're not able to get full help. Opioid withdrawal is not considered life-threatening. So a lot of times they'll spend a few hours there and then leave with some medications that help with the withdrawals and a list of resources, you know, and there is another program through an organization called Wisconsin Voices for Recovery. They receive funding through the state to be in emergency rooms to help people navigate systems from that hospital episode to hopefully recovery or treatment episodes. But, you know, as a state, you know, we're looking at how do we create these different models so that folks, no matter where they are, can have access to, you know, opioid or alcohol or other substance use disorder help. But, you know, we don't have the detox beds yet. We don't have the facilities yet. We haven't been able to meet that need yet.
So if Cameron and Door County can't find these resources close to home, what does it look like for people who are on this path to recovery?
In my experience with some folks that I've known in the recovery world, a lot of times for opioid dependent users, they're forced to find the ways and means to detox and kick on their own at home. There's regimens they find online, or they may get connected to a methadone clinic or other form of medicated assisted treatment. And so, like, there's a lot of different pathways that folks are taking to find a way to recovery. But again, it's so varied location to location and place to place. And there's probably, you know, 100,000 different stories of what people have experienced. But unfortunately, a lot of times those stories start with they weren't able to access or find the help right away.
And advocates say that continuous recovery support can lower relapse rates and reduce the costs for higher level of care. What does continuous recovery look like?
Right. So what we're coming to the table with is saying that when we provide opportunities for people to connect to the recovery community, and so that's coaching, employment services, housing services, when you look at a person's whole being, so not just their pathology or their diagnosis of being someone with substance use disorder, when we look at all of it, the quality of life, and we provide opportunities to enhance all those areas of life, yeah, there's a lot less reoccurrence of symptoms or relapse that happens. So when you have less reoccurrence and relapse, you have less folks, you know, recidivizing, going to jail or going into healthcare systems, seeking help. So overall, and really, like, I know a lot of times folks, you know, policymakers and everyone wants to get caught up in these same things with the data and the money and all that stuff. And for me, like, this whole Recovery Alignment Day and this whole push is just about, like, let's treat people with compassion and dignity.
We're talking about substance abuse in Wisconsin and the recovery-focused agenda as part of Recovery Alignment Day at the state capitol tomorrow. Jesse Heffernan is our guide. He is a recovery coach with Helios Addiction Recovery Services. And you can be part of this conversation at 800-642-1234. We'll be back to this in a minute on the Ideas Network. We're talking about recovery from substance abuse in Wisconsin. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Tomorrow at the state capitol, dozens of people will come together to discuss substance use recovery priorities. According to the CDC study from last year, one-fourth of Wisconsinites binge drink at least once a month. Do you suffer from a substance abuse problem? Have you worked through treatment and relapsed? What do you think lawmakers can do to improve the path toward long-term recovery? We're at 800-642-1234. Email your thoughts to ideas@wpr.org. Jesse Heffernan stays with us. He's a recovery coach with Helios Addiction Recovery Services, and he helped organize Recovery Alignment Day at the Capitol. Let's go back to the phones now with Jim joining us from Watertown. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Okay. I've been on the roller coaster of recovery since I was around 12 years old. Been in and out of programs and treatment facilities, and I needed that to learn that, to admit to myself that I was an addict, that I am an addict. But the biggest thing I'm finding since I've gotten a better purchase on the ledge of being sober, because like I said, once an addict, always an addict, is I learned that I'm actually a piece of the bigger picture of life, and that I can play a positive role by doing what most people do normally, go out, get the job, or go out and help other people, whatever is your thing. But I didn't find that in the programs. It took getting beyond the program a little bit, getting
to see the bigger picture. Jesse, yeah. I'm going to stop you there. Jim, Jesse, what do you hear there from Jim's newfound perspective after years and years of addiction since the age of 12?
You know, so first off, thanks to Jim and both and to Carmen as well for calling in and sharing that. I think it's a huge step for folks in recovery to come out and talk. You know, a lot of times it's viewed like Fight Club. You don't talk about it. It doesn't exist, so on and so forth. But so for folks to come out, so thank you so much for that. Jim, I think, really demonstrates that there's multiple pathways, that sometimes folks need to have multiple episodes within treatment and find different fellowships to find their own in recovery. And that's really what this is about. You know, like, recovery isn't about one substance. For me, recovery is about returning back to dignity and worth and who we are as people, and discovering our talents and potential and passion. But it takes different forms for different people. And unfortunately, not everyone has that same opportunity that, you know, the three of us that have been on the radio so far this morning have had. So I just hear that, you know, he found his potential and he found the supports in his community and in his life to be able to step into all these different things. And like you said, see the bigger picture. And that was really great.
Let's go to Mike now, joining us from Jefferson County. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. I am an opiate addict. I've been clean now for 9 years. And I certainly appreciate and grateful for the chance that I had at a recovery facility and support. But there were a lot of addicts there who weren't ready. And I guess the point I wanted to get across or raise was, it seems to me there were a lot of people who, frankly, it just wasn't going to work. So that access to a recovery support is no guarantee. And I think it's important to emphasize that to lawmakers, or they might say, well, gee, we gave you the money. You had this person one time and they failed. Thanks.
Mike, thanks for the call. Jesse, what is that? Do you see that view when you talk to lawmakers?
You know, I see it vary from kind of lawmaker to lawmaker. We've had some folks within Wisconsin, specifically Representative Nygren, who's helped pass a number of bills that, you know, around the HOPE agenda, right? And I think it's really been through his personal story and his family story that lawmakers have really started to see what can happen potentially, and that sometimes people do need multiple opportunities to go through treatment. And I think they're starting to make some inroads in looking at that and having a more compassionate viewpoint around it. And when we view it as the medical condition and disease that it is, we understand that sometimes people do need that differently. And maybe it's not so much a rock bottom as it is a launching pad for opportunities. And so what if we just continuously help these people and give them opportunities and treatment and recovery support services?
Well, on the list of legislative priorities for this day, you want to see lawmakers commit $9 million annually for 5 years to fund 25 recovery community centers. Where would these centers be and how would they operate?
No, so that that's like the one that gets like the most attention, like $9 million. What are you going to do with that? And we look at like, what's the return on investment for that? And so what we would like to see are recovery community centers that host all types of meetings, host all types of support services, coaches, all types of different things, so that we have these hubs in the community where people can go and hang out. What we would like to do is set up a group of people that are in recovery and people that are impacted by substance use, send out requests for grant applications, and then see what our communities start coming in with. And we know, like, our state receives several million dollars in funding from the state targeted response, from the CARA funding and from the Cures 21 funding that the federal government allotted. And I'd also like to say thank you to Senator Tammy Baldwin, who fought for an additional $6.25 million for that money to come into our state. But we see this as like, let's focus on these community supports and let's see the return on investment from those when we actually connect people with long-term support services.
Let's bring in Cheryl now, joining us from Mountain. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to say that my daughter is in recovery right now, and she has been since August, and she's in a long-term recovery. She first had 60 days approval through Outagamie County, has been amazing, and then they gave her housing. I mean, and helped her get a job. She has requirements. She has to go in and check in every day to the center. She has to get UA. She has to be clean. I just feel that this is what we need more, is this long-term support, because just a 30-day rehab or something, those people have a really hard time making it.
Cheryl, thank you for calling in with your story. Jesse, do you see there that there is a continuum of care that Cheryl's daughter has found?
And that's incredible. And for those folks that are able to find that and get that structure and get that stability, I say, yeah, let's use those stories and those examples to make our case for that to be able to happen across the entire state. That's great.
So how can people get involved in Recovery Alignment Day?
Well, we're really hoping that they can show up to the Capitol tomorrow in Madison. We're going to start off. There's going to be several recovery and treatment organizations with tables and booths in the rotunda starting about 8:30, 9 o'clock. We're going to meet up in room 425 Southwest. We're going to have some speakers from people across the state, family members, people in recovery, coaches. We're inviting several legislators and lawmakers to stop by to see what's going on. Again, like, it's about us having a table and a presence there. And then at noon, if folks really want to come by for something at noon, in the rotunda, we're going to have a First Nations drummer open up with a ceremony and prayer. And then we have Senator Bewley, the Lieutenant Governor, reading the proclamation for Recovery Alignment Day. The Attorney General is going to be coming in. Representative Plumer is going to be coming in. So it's just a great day. And then we're inviting everyone to go and talk to their legislators. And we know that it oftentimes it may not be the easiest thing to call your legislators. But what's great is that you can just go to their door, and we're going to have handouts for people that have our legislative priorities and have tips and pointers on how to talk to these folks and say, like, this is important to me, to be able to come in like everyone did on the radio today and say, here's my story. And here's what I think our community needs. Here's some suggestions.
Jesse, would you mind if I ask you to share your story about your path to recovery?
No, I'm totally open for that. I was in the midst of substance use disorder for primarily in my teen years. And, you know, a lot of times folks ask, like, well, what was your drug of choice? And for me, it was more like, well, it was a buffet. So whatever was available at the time. And what I learned about myself was that my substance use was more about masking pain and trauma and woundedness from earlier on in life. And really, you know, when I think of what my the connection was to other substances, it was really through other people. You know, so my gateways weren't necessarily pot or alcohol, my gateways were people I was connecting with. And I constantly was looking for that connection to other people and found a lot of other people that were just as hurt or wounded as I was. And so there were several years of that. And eventually it got to this point where it was just ostracizing myself from my community, from my family, from purpose, from passion, from anything. And to the point where I wanted to self-destruct. And I had actually a criminal intervention where I was going through a number of court cases and found myself in jail and then a state-run treatment facility where I spent 9 months. I'm sorry, 5 months, and then back to Appleton for another treatment episode, and then being in sober living housing for almost a year and a half.
And we have to pause right there, Jesse. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Jesse Heffernan, a recovery coach with Helios Addiction Recovery Services. He's helped organize the inaugural Recovery Alignment Day set for tomorrow at the Capitol. This is the Ideas Network.